This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The CAF president, Patrice Motsepe, says that changes are coming and these are to strengthen trust and confidence in referees, VAR operators and judicial bodies across African football. It follows a CAF executive committee meeting out in Cairo, but notably, no concrete details have been provided on what those changes will look like exactly. So all of this unfolding on a turbulent day for the organization, which saw the secretary resign the resignation of his general secretary. We are talking to retired FIFA referee Vuvikta Hlongwane, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm just like a fish in the water this morning, and how are you, jubilant?
No, we are good. We are good. You know, this issue is going to be with us for the longest time, so we are going to be having these conversations. Now, from your experience at the highest level, how significant is the issue of trust in referees and VAR officials within the African football right now?
Yeah, remember, a game is controlled by a referee who has full authority to enforce the laws of the game. And his decision on points of facts connected with the laws of the game are final. So if the system is compromised on the refereeing side, surely it will affect the results of the match and people won't be happy. Hence, it is very important to ensure that the referees department is autonomous as per the FIFA regulation. The referees department must not be influenced by the executive. It must be run by former referees who will be impartial, who ensure that there will be fair play at all times.
But Hlongwane, we didn't get the specifics, but a statement from CAF indicates that, you know, reforms are coming. From where you're sitting or standing, what in your view are changes that would actually make a meaningful difference, you know, in improving officiating standards?
We saw in the recent AFCON, there were a lot of unhappiness from many people. If you check the game between Tanzania and Morocco, in the last minute, Tanzanian player was pushed, clear penalty. No VAR intervention, nothing. Tanzania went on to lose that game 1-0 if they had been given the penalty. You know, penalty is not a goal, but it's an opportunity. Why was it not given? That's a big question. Two, if you check again, Morocco versus Cameroon, we saw a penalty that was supposed to be given two for Cameroon and then one for Morocco. But all of them, no VAR intervention. Now you start to ask yourself, hey man, something is not right here. And when something is not right like that, then you like, what is happening with the referee department? If you look at that game, 34th minute, penalty was supposed to be given, nothing. 43 minute, there was an elbow by Aguero on Kofane, nothing was given. Now, if you look at such incidences, and then you ask yourself, but what is happening? Bima on the 67th minute was supposed to have been given a penalty after it was kicked by Adam Masina. Nothing was given. Now, when you look at all this, that fueled into the final, because now everyone going to the final is like, no. Everything is favoring Morocco. Everything is favoring Morocco. That's where the problem is. Although decision taken in the final, all of them can be supported by law. So looking at that as guest executive, now they have to realize that people no longer have trust on VAR officials because they are not coming when they are needed. Remember, they come on four things, penalty or no penalty, they must come. A goal or no goal, they must come. A straight red card, they must come, and mistaken identity. Now there are penalties, they are not coming, and four of them. Now what does it tell? It tells you that something is not right in the system. Hence, there should be changes to ensure that the trust is restored in the referees department.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that analysis. Oh, this conversation is definitely going to continue. We'll be touching base with you in the near future. That's retired FIFA referee Vuvikta Hlongwane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.